I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The Trump administration has slipped quietly away for the time being from the idea that it can indefinitely control California's National Guard. This is a very important step in a constitutional controversy whether the president can unilaterally use troops to indefinitely operate against citizens of the United States. Let's go through it. This is a major victory for Governor Gavin Newsom, although it is not final. The U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in Illinois opened the door for this. It ruled against the president's continued control pending another hearing by a lower federal court. It comes quietly in a brief filing with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit saying it no longer opposed lifting a partial administrative stay and withdrew the request to keep the troops under federal control while the appeal proceeds. There were no press conferences, no speeches, no gaggle of reporters asking questions about it, at least for now. For Newsom's part, he posted, quote, "This admission by Trump and his occult cabinet members means this illegal intimidation tactic will finally come to an end," and adding that he is looking forward to the Ninth Circuit making an official ruling that will officially return the California National Guard to state service. Several weeks ago, U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer ruled the president had illegally seized control of the National Guard during protests over immigration enforcement. Remember, the president had claimed that there were massive riots and he needed to control the guard on an emergency basis. Their current arguments have centered around them saying that once the president has taken control of the troops, they are indefinitely under his command. So the next question is whether this could be a turning point in other states' fights to regain control of their troops, notably Oregon and Illinois at this point. They have cases moving through appellate courts, and this, of course, can be used as precedent. This coming with several judges up and down the food chain expressing skepticism about claims made by the Trump administration that those decisions are beyond judicial review. It might be noted that members of Congress have also begun scrutinizing the deployments. So, questions. Is the Trump administration moving away from this fight and moving on to another one? Will he try to find another way to punish California, Illinois, and Oregon? Was he actually right in bringing in troops to put down the protests? Will this settle a very important issue of whether a president can use troops against its citizens, or are there more pages to be turned in this saga? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.